Well, the non-represented employees have always been very understanding, and they're just been great over the last several years. And what we want to do is, because they're non-represented, they do not have a union support. They basically rely on the benefits that the council bestows upon them. Every year, the council votes to match whatever the union raises and benefits have been. And so we thought they needed to have some say in what was happening. And again, their raises are approved or disapproved by the council every year. We wanted to see where they were at based on a seven or eight series of questions. And it really came back, as you indicated, those are the two most popular ones. And that's what's going to happen. I think the council will look at that and say, hey, it looks like they're willing to step up in the plate and help us out of this budget crisis. And those are the two options they favored. And it certainly looks like that's the direction we'll take. It was interesting the other day, and I mentioned it at the press conference, is that we had a non-represented employee that had been here 26 years, and he said, you know, every year the city has given me a raise, and this year I'm okay not getting a raise. And I think that speaks volumes about the non-represented employees. And we got all good employees, whether they're union-backed or non-rep. They really do want to help us out this year.